Hare Krishna, Jai Srila Prabhupada. I'm undergoing a period, quite a prolonged period of convalescence. One of the things I've been doing during this time is watching, listening to a series of videos on YouTube called How I Came to Krishna Consciousness, prepared by ISKCON Desire Tree. Many thanks to them for that and for so many other things. In which it's mostly quite short talks by devotees from around the world on how they came to Krishna consciousness. It's pretty straightforward and clear, the title. In some of the cases, they didn't come to Krishna consciousness in the sense that they were doing something else previously. In some cases, they were born into Krishna conscious families, either traditional Vaishnava families from India or ISKCON families from around the world. So many devotees, hundreds and hundreds of interviews there, and I'm still quite early in going through them. Very interesting, the different ways people came, seeing Krishna's activity, Krishna's present in people's heart and bringing them to Krishna by various means, and how different everyone is and how different their stories are. Most of the devotees who are interviewed there, I don't know them, which just goes to show how widespread this Krishna consciousness movement is now all over the world by Srila Prabhupada's grace. As tiny jivas, we can't know everyone as Krishna can. So many devotees from different backgrounds taking to Krishna consciousness. So when I see coming up in a video someone who I know, or at least I recognize them, it means something a bit more to me than someone who I never heard of them before. So one of those persons who, one of those devotees, who I know to some extent, whose video comes up on how I came to Krishna consciousness on this series, is Tirtharaj Prabhu from Australia. I don't know him very well. He's been serving in Australia for about, I think, almost 40 years now. And my main field of service has been in India, so we haven't seen each other much. I really don't know him much, but I know who he is, and I can say I'm acquainted with him, and from a distance I appreciate that he's someone who's really dedicated their life in Srila Prabhupada's service. So he tells his story. He was in Australia, he was going to college, and then he wasn't concerned with that, he went to Germany. I suspect that his family background is German, and from there to London, and then on a flight to India via Afghanistan and Iran, and he's been chanting Hare Krishna and serving Prabhupada's mission for decades. Now, toward the end of his talk, he said that joining ISKCON was the best decision in my whole life. And immediately that resonated with me, without thinking, spontaneous. I thought, yes, for me too, it was the best decision of my life. And afterwards, I thought, wow, I was surprised how spontaneously that came, because for everyone, for me, for you, for Tirtharaj Prabhu, even for Srila Prabhupada, life in ISKCON is a struggle. Srila Prabhupada set up ISKCON with struggle, and there were so many problems and struggles all the way through. For most of us, we struggle with our mind and our senses. And to be frank, we struggle with ISKCON too, because as Sats Rup Maharaj put it in one of his abundant writings. Joining this movement means you have to associate intimately with all kinds of people, and maybe they wouldn't be the kind of people that would choose they may not be exactly the type of people who you dream of associating with. They're all different kinds of people. And the movement's been through, let's face it, terrible problems. And the scars are there, and there's still so many things. I'm personally very concerned about many issues within the movement. But still, that was my spontaneous response. Yes, the best decision in my life. So I thought about that. Best decision in my life. At the time, I didn't really think of it as a decision so much, because I was impelled to. I had to do it. There was nothing left for me. There was nothing else to do. It's not that in this lifetime I'd been all over the world and seen everything and done everything. I was a kid, 18 years old. But I just felt I have to do this. There's nothing in this material world. There's nothing I want to do. I've got to do this. I've got to try this. I've got to try and find my way to God, to Krishna, by doing this. And what's the greatest advantage of being in ISKCON? There's so many, but coming to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, that was only in ISKCON. Maybe you could say nowadays, in the year 2020, well, if I had the choice, I could join this organization or that organization and this and that. At the time, this was it. Krishna consciousness means ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada. And the fact that I spontaneously said, or I agreed with Tirtharaj Prabhu, and no doubt he's been through all kinds of ups and downs and ins and outs, and the movement also, he's been deeply involved in that in his area. It just struck me that that means that I've been overall, despite everything, happy with my life. And when I think back on it, that I had the chance to go out town to town, doing book distribution in Britain and Ireland. Later I came to India and I was doing pioneering work in Bangladesh and Thailand and other places, getting books translated and printed in all kinds of obscure languages like Tibetan and Nawari and Khmer and things, so many things. It's been a great opportunity that Srila Prabhupada kindly gave me. And it's going on up to the present time. The struggles are going on, and sometimes you just... sometimes, maybe a lot of the time, feel it's just too much. But then on the other hand, look, see the world all around us, and we're very, very fortunate to associate with saintly people. Srila Prabhupada created a society of saintly people. I'm not saying ISKCON is the only society of saintly people. And one thing about living in India all these years is that I've had the opportunity to, living in India and especially pursuing the spiritual culture of India, I've had the opportunity to meet and associate with many saintly people from various Vaishnava lines. Mostly I don't go outside the Vaishnava lines. So that's been a great opportunity for me to visit the holy places. And I often think that by far the best thing that ever happened to me in millions of lifetimes was coming to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. And for me personally, it's not necessary for everyone's spiritual life, but for me personally, I take it as a great blessing from Srila Prabhupada that I had the opportunity to live all these years in India, which has been very supportive to my spiritual life in so many ways. What have we had? Kirtans, so many kirtans and festivals. And so, thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada. Thank you to the Supreme Personality of Godhead sitting within my heart to prompt me to make that the best decision of my life, to join this movement. And thank you, Tirtharaj Prabhu, for saying that with such clarity and confidence that made me think that the best decision of my life, coming to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada in his ISKCON movement. Hare Krishna. Dante Nidhaya Churnakang Padiyo Nipatya Kritva Chakaku Shatameta Daham Ravimi He Sadhava Sakala Eva Vihaya Duraj Chaitanya Chandra Charane Guru Danuraga Vancha Kalpa Tarubhya Sharkipas Indubhya Vichapatita Nam Pavade Bhyo Vaishnavi Bhyo Namo Namah.